Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's 666 today. Thank God nothing bad has happened yet. Crazies out there, government, who knows what they'll pull. We're here watching it. A lot of folks predicted absolute destruction. I said I didn't think that would happen, and I hope I'm right. Talking to Michael Rivera, final segment with him. An hour always just goes by way too quick with this gentleman. His website's whatreallyhappened.com. Michael, before we take a few calls here in the final segment with you, did you see the Kiplinger personal finance report about Dick Cheney dumping his dollars and betting against the dollar? I mean, that is not a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign at all. We've seen a lot of very wealthy people in this country very quietly start to move out of their dollar positions. I think anybody who's watching what's going on realizes that the dollar is headed down and there's no chance of it coming back up. So prudence demands moving into some alternative form of wealth preservation.
And so what does Ben Bernanke do, the new Fed chief? He says he's going to print money even faster.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're into the hyperinflationary spiral, and if people want to understand what that means, all they need to do is go back and look at Germany in the, I think it was the 1930s, when their inflationary spiral got completely out of control.
Literally, where you'd go in to buy a 5-mark hamburger, and by the time you left, it was 50 marks.
Yeah, it was really crazy, and people actually started burning the mark notes because they were cheaper to burn than the firewood that you could buy with them. It really is a very dangerous situation, and I do think we're going to see a lot more people getting out of their dollar positions and moving into precious metals, or as the joke we like to say around here is we're advising everybody to put everything they have into canned foods and shotguns. It's a clear warning sign that if the vice president is saying it's time to bail on the dollar, then it's definitely time to bail on the dollar. What all this printing of money is attempting to do is to try and flood the economy with really cheap money between now and November to make it look like things are going very good. But the downside of that is, and it's nothing new with it, other elections we have seen the incumbents do the same trick. They'll just crank up the presses, throw a lot of money out there so it looks like things are really good for a while. But once the election is over, you have too much money chasing around too few goods and services, and that's what shoots the prices sky high on everything.
So I know. And at the very same time, they will have the media spinning it that someone else caused it. Or they'll stage a little terror attack and say, that caused Black Friday with the stock market. You know, the stock market's really at about 6,400 points right now in real dollar value, and these poor fools who are out there investing in it don't even know that when that's just a basic mathematical calculation with the dollar value. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, some poor illegal alien from Mexico understands the dollar's getting weak, but some guy in a suit with a $1 million house doesn't know it. What's wrong with them?
Well, they're looking at different parts of the economy, external versus internal. And for people who are doing business across the borders, the weakening dollar is a problem.
Believe me, I know. I've got two British employees. It's not fun.
Yeah, but when you're working solely internally, as long as the dollar is the dollar, you start to think that everything is okay. Where it gets to be a problem is that so much of what we need to run our businesses, build our homes, even just to maintain our lifestyle, is now imported.
And by the way, that was all done by design. You can read the IMF World Bank documents. They get us to get rid of all of our industry, then blow out our dollar. The foreigners buy the cheap dollars, then they use that to come back and buy up our infrastructure, and it's all just fiat. We get left holding the bag, and I know most of you neocon listeners out there, you're going to thank George Bush, the New World Order, for it when they do it. You people make, I mean, don't they make you sick? Just the fawning at their enslavers, loving, licking their boots?
Yeah, I think personality culture are a very bad form of government for anybody to be getting into. And, yeah, these are people who are thinking, with their fan club mentality, and they're not really being rational. There's another aspect to the coming financial problem.
Stay there, Michael. I'm going to get Watson on. But you guys can be on together maybe for a segment. Will that work? Or do you have to go?
I'm going to have to leave fairly soon here.
Okay, well, you want to finish on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, stay there. I want to hear that. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got 51 and a half minutes left now in this third hour. Paul Watson is in the wings right now with reports from London on what's happening with this latest staged terror raid, now admitted to be an absolute fraud. Same thing coming out on Canada and Toronto, another staged event. A host of other issues. I know we've got loaded phone lines. I'll get to you as well. But Michael Rivero just brought up the key point. People choose the Democrats like their Pepsi and the Republicans like their Coca-Cola, and the same people own both brands. And, I mean, you've got to totally shift out of this. The Ann Coulter's making jokes about the dumb liberals and the liberals making jokes about dumb Bush. They're all just bought and paid for. I mean, you're dealing at a third-grade level here. It just the whole thing is a facade, and it means nothing. What George Bush says is the complete opposite. He put a dozen troops on the border, not 6,000. I didn't even think it'd be that ridiculous. I mean, they think you're dumb, folks. Michael Rivero, finish up what you were saying.
Well, as you're right, it's all about branding and advertising and packaging, and there's little real meat in political advertising these days. But I wanted to remind everybody that along with the other problems with our dwindling economy is a reminder that large amounts of United States land, so-called public land, has already been pledged as collateral for a lot of the government loans that were being taken out starting in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And that's mainstream news, folks. I mean, America is going down. I hope you hear it.
And when the dollar finally collapses, we're going to see a lot of foreign interests coming in and saying, well, we own the Grand Canyon, and we own Yosemite, and we own these coal resources, and we own these oil fields because
and it's all based on fiat. It's all based on fiat. We don't they don't really own any of that. The whole thing's a scam.
Absolutely. And, you know, but these lands, these resources that our country are going to need are already pledged as collateral on U.S. government loans. So when the U.S. government defaults, we, the people, will lose all of these resources.
I know. And the deals have been struck. It's so sad that they did this to our country. And Bush can take people's guns and double the size of the BATF. And these, what's wrong with these Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity listeners? I mean, I'm sure you hear it sometimes. It's just they willfully want to be slaves. They willfully want to be idiots.
Well, it's the true believer syndrome, that belief that we stand for a higher principle or a higher good, and it's fanaticism, and mostly it's just a way to not look at the crimes they've already done. And dictators throughout history, they don't just overnight turn into monsters. They start out with little things, and they lure people across certain moral lines until they get to a point where the people can't look at all the moral lines they've already crossed.
Exactly. Last question. I'm going to Paul Watson. I appreciate your time. John Yoo, I keep talking about this. I talked about it in my speech. I mean, he should be arrested by all yardsticks. He's a White House counsel. He writes up a report saying we can and should torture small children in front of their parents. People die in very camps that use those memos. The military followed those directions. And then he admits it in Chicago in front of a bunch of CFR people. I mean, talk about luring us across lines. Do you think they're doing this on purpose, openly, throwing down the gauntlet, to going to the maximum extreme of evil?
Yeah, I do think that that's deliberate because it's part of the brainwashing. Because if you sit still for the minor crimes and then they can lure you across the big crimes, you can't even look at yourself in the mirror anymore for having gone along. And that's where the true fanatic supporters come from. The leader must be right, because if the leader's wrong, then you personally are wrong, and most people just, they can't look at that.
I've heard neocons get on the radio and defend torturing children.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
these are scary.
They have to. They can't admit that they're wrong.
Man, I just can't believe it. I mean, even the Nazis hid that kind of stuff. We just talk about it on TV.
Yeah, it's very, very sad, but it's just part of the way of psychologically trapping the supporters so they can never go back.
You think that came out of like an Army War College or some big PR firm psychologist? I mean, do you think they actually had a board meeting and said, well, let's put really radical stuff in here and then we'll announce it? I mean...
Yeah, I think probably what they did is they went back and they looked at how Hitler got the German people to go along with what he was doing and said, let's just copy those methods. We start out with a few small things. We pick on a subgroup that everybody wants to be picked on anyway. Then we enlarge and enlarge and enlarge until finally, you know, they're so complicit in all of these horrors, they can't go back psychologically.
Well, it's like saying all these new FEMA camps run by Halliburton are for the illegal aliens. Rex 84 and 86 declassified said they would claim it was for illegal aliens and then use it on the American people. Now they're actually implementing.
The political dissenters will go in there, and it's a very, very scary time. And, again, go back and study what happened to Germany in the late 30s and early 40s, and you will see exactly where the template is coming from.
Is that why they're calling it, like, homeland and stuff? Because people pointed out, sociologists, historians, they really are exactly following it in so many ways.
Yeah, they absolutely are. All I can suspect is that our president's grandfather said some very nice things about his German business partner.
Boy, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. I know I've had the callers holding forever. It's just all this news is too important. We're going to get to you. Paul Watson, hearing that, being in the U.K., experiencing personally the slide of the dollar, all the things that are going on, what right now is most important to you?
Well, obviously, I've been focusing over the past few days since the weekend on these terror arrests, if you want to call them that. I think it's better to characterize them as urban warfare drills when you have 300 armed police, when you shut off all the surrounding streets, when you've got an air exclusion zone above the site, to raid a property with two men for apparent chemical weapons possession, which turns out to be totally non-existent, then that's of concern, and it shouldn't be categorized as, you know, a terrorist. It should be categorized as what it is, which is an urban warfare drill.
Let's break down the England fraud and the Canadian fraud. Let's go over them.
Well, yeah, put it in perspective. Every major terror sweep or supposed averted terrorist atrocity, in every major case, not one or two, in every case, the supposed plot melts away and turns out to be manufactured fiction in a matter of days. And in Britain especially, we've seen it over and over again. Just earlier this year, it came out that they tried to arrest a supposed cell plotting to bomb Manchester United's football ground, and it was splashed all over the tabloids for days. And the evidence was that these two Middle Easterners, whose house they raided, had bought tickets to a game but were going to sit in different areas of the ground. That was the sum of the evidence, and it was all over the newspapers, the tabloids for days. Later, totally collapsed in court with no charges. There was an alleged plot to fly planes into London landmarks like Canary Wharf and Heathrow Airport. Again, all over the TV news for days.
Well, remember the fake sarin? That wasn't even true either.
The ricin, yeah.
Yeah, the ricin, excuse me.
Plot to poison the underground with ricin. And the biggest charge the so-called terrorists got after that all melted away were public nuisance orders. But the British government used it to rally up the population because it was right before the Iraq War, and they actually intimidated British newspapers not to talk about it once the credibility of the whole farce had collapsed. They put D notices on all the stories that were coming.
For those that don't know, it's like Israel and England. They can just tell reporters, don't report on this, even if it's not classified. Just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, and it's admitted that MI5 has at least two agents in every major newsroom.
Folks,
just like Mockingbird.
I mean, in Russia in the past, they didn't come up to you when you had a video camera taping something and get your name. They put you in a terror database. This happened to us in London. They put everyone in it now who takes pictures, I mean, or who is a reporter. I mean, our whole free society is being swallowed up. And it's not the Germans this time, folks. It's the Americans and the British. And we don't lose a lot of wars. This is what's scary. I mean, imagine America going Hitler. Paul, is this freaking you out like it's freaking me out?
Yeah, and I mean, it's not necessarily going to look like Nazi Germany, although it is fascism. The definition of totalitarianism is absolute power. So when you've got Bush doing something like signing away 750 executive orders against legislation that's already passed, that's absolute power. That's fascism. It's the very definition of it. So just because they don't walk around, you know, doing funny hand salutes saying Sieg Heil doesn't mean that it's not fascism, because that's exactly...
Yeah, all they're missing now is the military uniforms, and he wears those sometimes, Paul.
Yeah, for the stage photo ops. Going back to what happened in London, first they raided the neighbor's house, as you do, obviously, a family with an eight-month-old baby, and they beat the father with the butt of a machine gun. Again, no connection with the alleged suspects that would, you know, consider them to be dangerous. They just beat up the father, smash the house in. Then they raid the suspect's house, shoot one of the men in the shoulder, and then over the weekend they tried to claim that his own brother shot him. So you've got 250 to 300 armed police versus his own brother. So I wonder who is more likely to have fired the shot. Again, you look back to the Domenizer shooting, and the explanations for what happened change from day to day.
And they admit no weapons in there. No, you know, they're claiming there's some type of chemical weapon. And where is it?
Well, now the police have admitted that it never existed. So, what the intelligence was, I don't know. The same intelligence behind the Iraq War, probably. And what gets me is how some British newspapers all weekend harped on about how easy it was for terrorists to set up chemical weapons to attack major cities, because they cited the Tokyo subway attack, and that was an effort that had a $30 million budget and a team of top scientists behind it. It's not easy, but they're trying to make people believe that, to make them believe that it's inevitable.
We all need to give our rights to Tony Blair. He's saving us. He's so good.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get into the staged terror raids in Canada over the weekend that coincided with the Commonwealth events. So obvious, so ridiculous. Because they're in free fall right now. The establishment's credibility's gone down the toilet. They're up in flames. Pick your analogy. I'm going to move to your calls. I'm going to go really fast so everybody can get on. Let's go to Paul in Ontario, Canada. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My question is in reference to the newly discovered pyramids in Bosnia and how it relates to masonry. As you know, that masonry revolves around the knowledge from that era, and that these pyramids were built in. Now, UNESCO has taken over the excavation of the Bosnian pyramids. And you very
United
well
Nations
know.
Education and Cultural Organization?
Yeah, they've taken over the whole excavation project. And do you think there's a link here? Do you think that the Masons any clues that would expose a greater truth?
You know, I don't know. We don't know a lot about ancient history. There's a lot of cover-ups going on. We know that much.
Conspiracy has been taking place for thousands of years, all the way back to Sumeria. And a lot of clues rest in ancient archaeology, and I think they're protecting it.
Well, we know they're doing that.
Well, all right, just wanted to spread the word. Great show, Alex.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Ohio. Don?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
First, a supposition and then a caveat on the 666. First, I think that if the House or the Senate is taken over by the Democrats, the bill will come up again that they will make an amendment to the Constitution to say that a president can run again, but they'll make it...
Oh, the bill's been introduced to allow Bush to stay in office. That
well,
legislation.
I'm saying that they'll, to get it passed through the Democrats, though, if they're in power, they'll make it so Bush is not able to run again. That'll be in the bill.
Oh, that actually, sir, that's in the bill introduced by Republicans, that it start after 2012.
And when Hillary, well, when Hillary's poll numbers fall down, the black horse globalist Bill Clinton will step in and, you know, fool the rest of the world, you know, that, you know, he's, you know, going to be there to save him again.
Well, to me, it doesn't matter what puppet they stick in there. I mean, it's like going and looking in a latrine, and it doesn't matter one from the other. It's all the same thing.
And I also find it strange that if you look at some of the statues of the Caesars, there's one in particular that looks a whole heck of a lot like Bill Clinton.
All right, I appreciate. I've seen that. Yeah, I thought that. I know what you're talking about. Paul Watson comments.
Yeah, well, there's also kind of weird military ceremonies where Bush is presented with engravings of his own head, which say 2001-2. And then the end date of 2008 is not put in there.
And in the past, we know that they did put the end date in there.
Yeah, and I mean, it just mirrors what's going on in Russia with basically the return of command and control communism, where Putin's trying to do exactly the same thing, stay in power.
And notice our media doesn't even criticize him now. In the past, they would. Nobody criticizes China. They don't criticize Russia. It's just those evil Iranians. We've got to get them.
Right, and I mean, that's proven by the media reaction to the Falun Gong protester that heckled Hu Jintao. They totally castigated her as somebody who shouldn't speak out against the fact that the Chinese government harvests organs in live vivisections.
Well, that makes them fresher, Paul.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack in Arkansas. Jack, welcome.
Hey, you studs. Good to talk to you. Great show today, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm a long-time listener and just calling now, and I've got just something to I've asked myself this every day. I wish I'd gotten this on with Mr. Rivero, but Mr. Watson, good to talk to you, and I'll just get to it. I'll ask two questions. I'll get off the air, and I'd love to hear your answer.
Okay.
Okay. First one is you'd talk to closing with Mr. Rivera about the, you know, the Hannitys and the Limbaughs, the Coulters, the Laura Ingrams, Michael Medved, Gallagher, all of them guys, the neocon cheerleaders. I just wonder, in your opinion, well, what makes them people tick? And, you know, I know they get lots of money and all that, but they got to be sitting there thinking, you know, how do they live with themselves? How do they go on?
That's one question. What's the other one? And I'll answer them.
All right. The other one is you got this great patriot, Galloway, over in the UK. He came out, slammed Norm Coleman, and was saying all this great stuff. And then a month later, you know, they had him acting like a fool on mainstream TV. How'd they do that?
Galloway's a weird bird. Let me comment on both. Those are great questions. Let me try to give you my take on it when we get back. We'll get Paul's take on it. Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Call back again. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Tickets are going fast, very, very fast, for the June 24th, 25th, 9/11, the Neocon Agenda Symposium in downtown Los Angeles, the Sheraton downtown. We're going to have Ray McGovern, CIA analyst there, retired 27 years, high level. We're going to have the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman there, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. We'll have special guests. You can imagine who will be popping up. We're going to premiere a part of the big anti-New World Order film, Scanner Darkly, there. We're going to show a 9/11 eyewitness, the new cut that just came out there. The guys from Loose Change are going to be there. They're going to be premiering some new things they've done with the Loose Change, the final edition. That'll be coming out in September. It's just so much. And I'll give a keynote speech. It's going to be really, really exciting. A lot of time for question and answer. 2 days. Get your tickets now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And also, if you want to support us, plus get powerful videos, whether it's Loose Change Second Edition or Road to Tyranny or Martial Law or all the different books and videos we carry, visit the online video store and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Peruse all the specials, purchase some of the films, and get powerful materials. And at the same time, support this broadcast and what we do. And again, you can order hard copies of all the films at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a whole bunch of the speeches from the conference and interviews we did and my speech and demonstrating downtown in Chicago, bullhorning, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. That's all going up on the website in the next 2 weeks. We're going to put dozens of hours of it up there raw for you. We're also putting my weekly TV reports there. It's such a great deal, prisonplanet.tv, and it's a wonderful activist tool to go up on prisonplanet.tv and burn copies of all this great stuff on disk and give it to people in your area. Now, going back to Paul Watson to try to answer the question that came in from Jack in Arkansas, the neocons really did hate liberals 10, 15, 20 years ago when they first got on talk radio. And they were never sophisticated enough, I think, to really see that it was a globalist operation. And then Bush came in and did all these horrible things. They've got to stick with it. Some of them are like that. Most of them, the Ann Coulters, the Limbaughs, they know exactly what they're doing. Limbaugh's a big globalist, and it's a big power trip. They like being powerful. They think the people need to be managed. Deep down, they're afraid. They know America's going down. We're going to have a huge basic slave state, and they want even more money because of that. They want to be on top. They're scared deep down, or they're sadistic and like the power, and they want to try to stay inside that structure. So they're just cowardly people. Most of them want to keep their jobs, and they're egomaniacs who get off on it, so this is why they do it. They're on the wrong side of history. Paul Watson, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's partly because they are egomaniacs. I mean, the more outlandish things they say, the more attention they get. You know, the more books they sell, the more people watch their evening news shows. And then it's like a gambler who doesn't know when to quit a losing game. They've invested so much of their reputation since 2001 in Bush that to cut and run now would flush their entire career down the toilet. As you say, a lot of them would lose their jobs.
And then Galloway, you know, he's come on air and talked about government-sponsored terror. Now he's backing off of that. He went on a reality TV show, was trying to win it. And they were trying to act like a cat. So he's a good actor. I mean, he's talented. So he acts all crazy and gets his eyes all open like a cat and licks the milk out of the bowl. They set him up. A big mistake. He screwed up. And now he's trying to back off. So, I mean, it's really pretty simple. Paul, I want to get into the Canadian situation. You've written some great articles detailing how that's a staged event. Another sting operation in Ohio a few months ago. They admitted in the news when they arrested a bunch of people that, the leader of the group was basically a government agent, and he's an unnamed co-conspirator who hasn't been indicted. And this Arab who's a special forces U.S. government officer, they go out and recruit people, go find idiots who'll shoot their mouths off, then they bust them months or years later. In every case, it gets thrown out because it was always staged. I've experienced this over the last 12 years. I mean, I've had cops come up many times and then try to get me to talk about doing violent things. And they've been caught in peace groups all over the country with Army intelligence doing it here in the U.S. in the last few years. You want to comment on, and basically in a nutshell before we take a few calls, here, Paul, and bring Kevin Smith in with some comments. Give us your great analysis that you've been tracking and covering. By the way, you called this on Saturday, and now it's been everything you said has been confirmed yet again about Canada.
Well, yeah, it's like if you start from a position of assuming the government's lying and having them try to prove they're not, then that normally pans out. You mentioned the Toledo, Ohio case. And they do use government entrapment over and over again. They used it with Ayman Faris, the supposed Brooklyn Bridge bomber. He turned out to be an FBI agent. And then in Canada, as soon as this neocon Bush-loving Harper gets in office, there's this arrest of 17 people supposedly hell-bent on attacking Toronto landmarks. You look at the last similar case in Canada, which was August 2003, 26 Pakistani South Asians arrested for supposedly planning a dirty bomb attack on a nuclear facility in Canada. Again, the evidence comprised of the fact that you had 26 men living in one house and that they often burned meals. That was one piece of evidence. And the other was that one of them had a poster of airplane schematics on his wall. So that was another smoking gun piece of evidence that they were going to carry out an attack. All the allegations were dropped. They're all released. But the media juggernaut of fear-mongering about how Canadians in major cities were not safe wasn't easy to wash away. And then with this latest terror sweep,
you look back a few days to what was being discussed in the Canadian Parliament at the end of May, and it's CSIS, the Canadian Security Service, in the Senate, demanding more resources, more funding to fight terrorism. A few days later, this big raid happens. They supposedly avert this massive terrorist atrocity, and the whole country is cowering in fear. CSIS gets their funding. And it's based, as you said, on a basically a setup where the Mounties delivered this ammonium nitrate to the alleged terrorist cell themselves. So
literally, the feds could pull up here at my office, drop off some nitrate, I walk out and go, what's this? And they go, hands up.
Yeah, it's like a teenager could prank call an order and get it delivered to a mosque, and the same thing had happened. But don't worry, because the Canadian government said they were reading the terror cell's emails and monitoring their conversations in internet chat rooms, and that's how they cracked the plot.
So the spying on us keeps us safe.
Yeah, therefore chilling Canadians into fearing the government's reading their every communication, and at the same time dragging the name of the internet through the mud, associating it with the...
But I want to ask Americans a question. I mean, we have a jackhammer going off at the Capitol, so the every school's locked down, hysteria, martial law, screaming, yelling, it's all over. Canadians are running around in fear. I mean, what have we turned into where someone might bomb me, I'm going to run around in fear? I mean, this is pathetic.
Well, that's the paranoia that the government have created by starting the kind of tips programs like the... FEMA pastors going around saying that there's going to be martial law, we should get used to it, don't resist it. And in England, Scotland Yard came out with a program that said anyone who owns a house or a vehicle is a potential terrorist and should be watched and reported.
It says property rights activists, people who wear blue jeans, people who have cell phones, people who have children, people who are nice to police. These are quotes, folks. Homeschoolers. Those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. It's too unbelievable.
Yeah, so they've broken down the communities with mass immigration. They pump out the paranoia. They create the informant society.
And the Muslims always run out and apologize immediately and start groveling, which makes it look like on the news they've done it. You know, Muslims are really bad. It's crazy.
I think the benchmark as to how people will react is when one of these terror arrests focuses on domestic insurgents, where it's white people, basically, how people will react when it's not Muslims. But in the Canada case, they had this photo op where CSIS, as a news conference, displays a sample bag of ammonium nitrate, not anything that they delivered to the terrorists and, you know, all this other terrorist paraphernalia, and presents it as if it's proof of the whole plot to back up their version of events. Look, here's a bag of ammonium nitrate that proves it, which is exactly what the Russian FSB did when they got caught planting explosives to bring down apartment buildings in the late 90s. They centered everything around this photo op press conference where they had this bag of hexagenic explosives and said that it was purchased by their terrorist patsy. So the Canadians are going from the same playbook as Putin's Russian...
Well, literally, if you put an order into a mosque for a couple bags of ammonium nitrate, I guarantee you, as the driver pulls up to dump it off, and it isn't a plant store or something, he will call the cops right then. And it'll be international. I mean, everybody will get arrested. I mean, this is what it's turned into.
Right. And in the case of Britain, of the 1,000-plus arrests, based on terrorist intelligence that they were going to carry out attacks, only 17 people have been charged, and not even with terrorist offences. It's always immigration violations.
Visa.
Yeah, or public nuisance has happened. So everything washes away. It's in the back of the newspaper, but what remains is this fear-mongering that's plastered all over the front pages for days, as happened in Canada, even though the credibility of the story is collapsing.
I want to bring in Kevin Smith, and we'll take a few calls here and wrap up this great 666 broadcast. And I hope nothing bad happens today. I predicted it probably wouldn't, but we'll see what happens. Kevin Smith, you this weekend had a chance to be with some family that's an airline pilot and a bunch of other airline pilots. And what were they saying about 9/11 and a whole host of other issues? Because, you know, you eat with these guys a few times a year, and you've really seen a big change in this crowd without even you trying to sell it to them. You've taken the attitude, okay, guys, believe whatever you want. And now we've seen a total shift, which I'm seeing in every other sector. Kevin Smith?
Yeah, I really rarely try to convince anybody of 9/11 any longer. Haven't in basically a couple of years. But, you know, I grew up as an airport rat. I was an airplane kid. My first job was being a line boy. And I've known these guys my whole life. And, you know, after 9/11, yeah, I hit them hard, and they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to believe it. And, you know, it's like you say about third world people. They know what about, you know, worthless currency is about. These guys are those kind of yuppie people you described that have an SUV and a boat, and they associate their status and their power with their job. And so they weren't willing to go there. And I really was planning on taking last weekend off. I wasn't going to talk about this stuff to anybody. And the first one that came up to me, you know, he is actually one of those air marshals. He's gone through the federal training. He is one of the few airline pilots that actually carries a gun on the plane. He comes up to me with a beer in his hand and says, "Oh, listen, Kevin, everybody knows no airliner hit the Pentagon." I was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, what was it?" And he said, "Well, looked like a missile, didn't it?" I said, "Well, to me, but who shot that? Was it the Al-Qaeda Air Force? Where'd that missile come from?" And he said, "Well, I couldn't tell you that." And I said, "That's a question we need to ask and be answered." But and then I go to a group of a lot. I mean, this is American Airlines, Continental, Southwest, Northwest, FedEx, flying everything from 757s to, you know, DC-9s. And they're all sitting in a group going, "Oh, yeah, everybody knows that." And I'm thinking, these guys are finally coming to that realization, because they're getting their teeth kicked through their, you know, down their throat all the time. They go into union negotiations. The airline doesn't show up. They capitulate and give in to all the demands. The airline goes bankrupt. They steal their pension fund. So these guys have little to lose anymore. They've had about enough of their dealings. I think they're getting ready to go forward.
But it's more than that. They've had time to look at the evidence.
Look at the evidence, and I think they see they don't have that much vested in this anymore, that their job could be gone tomorrow. I mean, whether they're flying, you know, scab mechanics into their home base to replace the mechanics that work for the airline, they're seeing their companies being, you know, undone right in front of them.
Cannibalized.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like Charlie Sheen in Blue Sky on Wall Street. You know, they're going to go in there and loot this thing. So these guys are not that loyal anymore, and they're willing to say things. They just don't care anymore.
So I mean, they were sitting around going, "Oh, we all know it's an inside job."
Exactly, and I didn't even have to initiate any of this, and I just sat back and listened. And
what
just
does your brother think hearing all this?
Well, I bought my brother the Firefly series, you know, and when he wasn't just glued to that, you know, he was agreeing. And it's funny that, you know, I always had a little animosity with me and my brother. He didn't want to believe anything I tell him, but he's come around too. It's incredible, and I just think they see how temporary their jobs could be, and they don't have to vest.
Well, you
so
keep
much
going in back to that. I mean, I think they've just woken up to it from the evidence. But you really think it's because?
I think, you know, that latest exposing the truth of that Pentagon footage, I think that's probably what pushed them over the edge and probably had them talking in the cockpits outright, you know. And these guys are pretty dedicated. I mean, and you know, this is their career, but if it's going away, they're going to talk. And I really think that phony Pentagon footage that was supposed to put it all to rest stimulated more than it did.
Well, that's, you know, a setup. But so you need to tell them that. So they'll look, "Wow, how'd you know that when it happens?" Mm-hmm. Watson, comments on this? I mean, what are you seeing in your country?
I'm seeing it mirror that latest Zogby poll in your country, which said, what, nearly half didn't believe the 9/11 commission, about 40% said government complicity. And that's not just New York, that's the entire country. So does it make it more possible that the criminals will be uncovered if more eyes are watching them? That's debatable, but it certainly means that they are less inclined to carry out attacks on a similar scale for fear of being caught, because they're being watched by more and more people.
Well, I want people to realize this isn't a joke, okay? We've got a government that kills us, flies planes into buildings. We've got a government that's taken all of our freedoms. I mean, it's really happening, ladies and gentlemen. They're signing laws that didn't pass Congress. Okay, I mean, folks, top people in government are openly saying we're going into a dictatorship. And the prize is your economy. Paul?
Yeah, and I mean, the left wing's totally befuddled. They think that as soon as a Democrat gets in office, the economy is going to be a land of milk and honey. On the flip side, Fox News tells neoconservatives that the economy is going great. So they'll keep changing the pawns, but the same agenda will continue because it's a war economy. It's never going to recover until the criminals are thrown out of office. In terms of what we're going to see in the future, I wrote an article today suggesting that there are a number of nexus points which should make us very concerned about events this summer. The Washington Post reporting that 4,000 federal government officials will enter shadow government bunkers on June 19th for a continuity of government drill in anticipation of a major terrorist attack. You've got CBS News today quoting government officials saying that they would be surprised if an attack didn't happen before the end of the year. So is that just fear-mongering or is it a prediction of what's to come?
When we get back, mention some of the other issues you put in that great article, then we'll take a few final calls from Moses, Ron, and Gus. I don't know if we can get to Robert. We're going to try. Stay with us. It's Genesis. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Study what the government's doing from a military perspective. It's battle lines. They're turning the whole country into a cage and an enforcement arm against the people to extract your wealth and shove you around and treat you like slaves. It's real simple, and it happens in history almost all the time. It's the norm, and it's going to happen here real, real bad, and we're trying to stop it. We're trying to lessen the blow. Paul, I want to take a few calls. I forgot one person disagrees. I want to go to them first. But, this big article that you've got out about these nexus points is really important. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, I just put together what I've been tracking over the past couple of months. I mean, just to throw in a few points. The November GOP memo said a devastating attack. It touts it on U.S. soil as a way of keeping control of Congress in the 2006 midterms would help restore Bush's image as a war leader, just as his approval ratings plummet into the 20s. You've got Israel coming out in their own newspapers saying that Hezbollah, and by proxy Iran, wants to attack the World Cup in Germany. And then in response, you have the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad. He makes the decision to travel to Germany for the World Cup. Is that because of his love of soccer, or is it because he wants to offset the potential of that staged attack from taking place by saying, you know, why would I attack a place where I'm in harm's way? And you've got Israel basically sending out the veiled threat that the World Cup is going to be attacked.
They're also trying to get Germany to not let him in. Let's talk real fast. There's a bunch of other points, folks. Go read the article. Ron in Toronto. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, how you doing today, Alex?
Fine, go ahead.
Yes, I called to disagree with you on something.
Okay, go ahead.
When you're up here in Canada, don't go around saying Ottawa City, Ottawa. Because if you do, people in Canada will look at you as if you've got the alien plague.
I understand, sir. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about, so it doesn't
matter.
Well,
no, you said it five times on the show, and I thought, oh, man, this is terrible. If he does that when he's up here, you know.
Well, they call the region there Ottawa, and the city's Ottawa, so what am I supposed to call it?
Just call it Ottawa.
It's like New York, New York. Okay, sir.
But there's no Ottawa, Ottawa in Canada. There's just Ottawa. You can say Ottawa, Canada, Ottawa, Ontario. But don't call it Ottawa.
Okay, well, I was looking at the maps in Canada, and it was calling it the Greater Ottawa Region and the City of Ottawa.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, it didn't sound like it. It just sounded really, really, it sounded like really ridiculous.
I understand, sir. I appreciate your call. I don't know a lot about geography and things. I know more than most the average person, but that doesn't mean very much. Thank you so much for filling me in on that. I appreciate it. I'm glad I disagreed on something like that. let's talk to Gus in Kansas City. Gus, go ahead. Last caller.
Hey, Alex. I just want to tell a story about a friend of mine with twin boys who've got autism. They received 3 mercury-containing vaccines in one day. That amount of mercury in one day at their birth weight was exceeded the EPA's.
And then they both get it. Yeah, well, we've got
one. 200 times.
Yeah.
By a little bit, by 200 times.
But, sir, the news says it's nutritious.
These kids can't talk, okay? They're severely brain damaged.
And by the way, they haven't taken the mercury out. So it's still... Well, we've gone from 1 in 24,000 to 1 in 168. They're killing our kids.
Fired man. So that's it. Thanks.
I'm sorry that we didn't get to a lot of your calls today. I apologize. You had to hold. Paul Watson, thanks for coming on with us.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Kevin Smith, thank you.
See you later, Paul.
All right. I am out of time here. I'll be back tomorrow live. We got Professor Stephen Jones joining us. That'll be exciting and informative. Some big new developments. They tested the steel, got the evidence of the cutter charges. It's conclusive. He's had it checked by other engineers and physicists and people doing radio spectrography or whatever that stuff's called. Sure, I got that name wrong, too. I'll be radio spectrograph, whatever it is. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Then I'm jumping on an airplane to go to Bilderberg, and I'll be covering it here.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.